Syrian to be deported after attacking Danish anti-Islamization politician. By Chris Tomlinson on June 27, 2019. An asylum seeker from Syria has been sentenced to 60 days in prison followed by a deportation order for hitting anti-Islamization campaigner Rasmus Paludan in the head with a rock. The 24-year-old Syrian will be banned from re-entering Denmark for 6 years following his conviction in the case earlier this week, Danish broadcaster TV2 reports. The attack which sparked the case occurred on April 19 when Mr. Paludan held a demonstration in the city of Vyborg. Paludan, a staunch anti-Islamization campaigner and leader of the hardline political party, has become well known in Denmark for his controversial and provocative street actions, some of which have seen copies of the Islamic Quran burnt. 3 people were arrested at the demonstration in Vyborg after the situation turned violent. So far, the 24-year-old is the only one of the 3 to have been tried and prosecuted for attacking Paludan. Prosecutor Lynette Lysgaard said she was satisfied with the result of the trial, saying, "He was guilty of the whole thing. He admits that he has thrown a stone at Rasmus Paludan, which hit Paludan in the neck." The Syrian has put forward an appeal to the deportation order but has not appealed the guilty conviction for the assault. The incident in Vyborg came only days after another in Copenhagen in which Paludan sparked riots after throwing around a copy of the Quran before police forced him to leave for his own safety. 23 people were arrested following the riots that required the deployment of police and riot gear and the use of tear gas. While several polls that were taken before the Danish election predicted that Hardline may enter the Danish parliament, the party came in just under the election threshold of 2%, securing 1.9% of the vote. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.